welcome to this week's episode of Let's Chat with Curry and Adrian. I am Curry Terrell. With me, as always, the amazing Adrian McMillan.
Drinking Diet Coke.
Drinking Diet Coke. That's a dream, to be sponsored by Diet Coke.
Do they even sponsor people?
Taylor.
Yeah. Is that sponsorship?
No.
Partnership.
Yeah, she was like a ambassador.
Wow. We'll be next in line.
Actually, we are next in line. Taylor Swift, then us.
Exactly.
How's life?
It's fabulous.
It's almost Easter.
In 24 hours, less than.
Happy Easter.
He is risen.
He is risen. That's true, honestly.
That is what Easter is, right?
That is what Easter is.
Okay, got it.
Most people that celebrate tomorrow won't be thinking about that.
No.
But that's what they should be
thinking. I'll be thinking about the food we're going to be eating.
What are we eating? Just say it.
Well, in the morning, we're having a little parfait bar.
Okay.
We're going to have yogurt and fruit and soft-boiled eggs and toast with our delicious tartine bread.
Mm-hmm.
And then later in the afternoon, like in between lunch and dinner, kind of brunchy, kind of linery, fried chicken and waffles.
Yum.
That was just like we were trying to think of stuff that you can either like just really quickly make or put in the oven and just like set and forget it, kind of. So we're going to do that.
Are we going to keep going with our game of phase 10?
I think that would be a great idea.
I want to get to 10.
Yeah. And Annette wants to play that other game, Block Us, which I've never played before. But it's, and I don't think there's some strategy involved, but it's not like counting. It's not like numbers and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
I have a confession.
What?
I cheated on Strands. Is that the one? Today I couldn't figure it out.
That's a new New York Times game.
Did you do it already today?
No.
Okay, then I won't say anything. But
Patrick, I think, is doing it right now.
Oh, I'll definitely say anything. I'll tell you tomorrow. Okay. But I got to the end and I was like, I'm not spending 45 minutes doing this. So just, I needed to tell me. Because the thing is, it's like a word search.
Word search,
but
yeah.
You can go diagonal and all around. So like, even though it gives you five letters, you still have to figure out what that's spelling. You know
so
what I mean?
So even with the hint that it gave you, you couldn't figure what it out.
And I also realized, once you do five hints or like a couple of hints and it gives you one, it won't give you another hint until you've used the one they gave you.
Oh, interesting.
Which you, I know, probably don't need all those hints, but I definitely
do. No, I've used lots of hints before on that game.
Oh my gosh.
So it's that now. You do Wordle.
Yep.
You do tiles.
Yep.
You do connections.
Yep. Every day. Connections I get once a month. I never get it.
Yeah.
And Wordle I get pretty consistently.
Yeah. I'm not really good at doing Wordle all the time. Connections I try to do every day. And, you know, they said, I just saw on TikTok, the New York Times Games team has a TikTok. There are only like 2,000 more words left that they can do on Wordle, which is like a few years.
And then what, they reset?
She said either we reset or maybe we can consider doing like plurals or past tense. And then that opens it up forever.
Maybe they add an extra letter. So it's six instead of five.
Wow.
Like on Lingo, which literally was a ripoff of Wordle.
Yeah, that's right.
But it worked for me.
Or was Wordle a ripoff of Lingo? Wasn't Lingo around like in the 70s?
I don't know. I just watched RuPaul.
I think it was.
He was such a good host. Yeah. He was having so much fun.
Does he not do it anymore?
I don't think he got renewed, or they haven't had new episodes.
Oh.
But I saw in the UK, they did Celebrity Lingo, and he hosted.
Oh, wow.
So RuPaul is getting paid.
Yeah.
If there's one thing, that's for sure. It's that.
Amazing.
Also, we have one celebrity, maybe more than one, but one celebrity follower on Facebook.
Who?
Tish from Survivor liked the page.
How did that happen?
I'm not really sure how any of our interactions have ever occurred. One time, Tish friended me on Facebook.
Oh, so you guys are friendly on Facebook.
And I've been going through and inviting people to like the page on Facebook, which now when you accept that, you don't like the page, you follow the page.
Right.
Which makes no sense. So you have a different number of followers and likes, whatever. Anyway, today it said she accepted it, so welcome.
Oh, that's so exciting.
We love Survivor.
Love. Once the votes are read, the decision is final. The person voted out of tribal council will be asked to leave the tribal council area immediately.
That was pretty good.
I messed up.
Since you haven't watched it in so long.
I messed up. The person voted out will be asked to leave the tribal council area immediately. I'll read the votes.
I also just think Charles all the time says goodnight, like Jeff Probst. Oh, yeah. And that is how he says it. But now I just hear Charles, goodnight. It kills me. Okay, should we get into it?
Sure.
Beyonce.
Wow.
Wow.
Next. Just kidding.
This ain't Texas.
We basically had like a private listening party separately.
Yes, you can tell yours. Go for it.
I listened to like half of it on the way home from dinner that night it came out. We listened to a little bit of it here, and then I went to bed, and I finished it the next morning. So I could really sit with it. Like we said, it's like 26 tracks long.
Yes.
So it's not like a 3-hour long album, but it's an hour and change. So it takes a good chunk of your time. But if you listen to it from start to finish, it's amazing.
Definitely.
It really, I have like, there are some songs that I don't love. I think that's every album. Like Caroline was saying, it's no skip album. I disagree.
Well, the thing about being a no skips album, it's like I'm not ever, like there, after this week, I will most likely never listen to it start to finish again.
Yeah.
Unless until it's on the vinyl.
Right.
Which I probably won't be buying yet because it doesn't have some of the songs on it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But yeah, as far as like Spotify goes, I usually shuffle. So
exactly.
No skips doesn't really apply to me.
No.
Most of the time.
Overall. Obviously kind of like a total 180 from Renaissance. Interesting. Again, now all this stuff has been saying or reports that this album was supposed to come out first. I'm glad it was the other way around.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Also, I'm so confused about the timeline.
Yeah.
And also just shows the power that she has. This, okay, I will say this. Caroline and me have been talking about this a lot. And I know they've talked about it on her podcast. Who is the most powerful person in the world, Taylor or Beyonce? Mm. I think it is Beyonce. Mm-hmm. From the experience on Thursday night of us listening to it, or I was listening to it alone, you were listening to it with Patrick or alone, it's like every person that we knew, whether what time zone they were in, was listening to it, talking about it.
I would agree on a lot of fronts. Yeah. I think Beyonce is the leader on that front.
Yeah.
Also, just because culturally.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is. She is just more palatable to like millions of more people than Taylor Swift is.
Yes. And Taylor Swift, I think the difference is people, like her fans are more like ravenous mm-hmm. in a different kind of way.
Exactly.
Either way, good to be both of them is the real
answer.
Without
a doubt. And lesson learned that from this experience, people will literally make up anything on the internet and it will go like wildfire.
It still is happening. There's still,
people, even I fell for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Also, we all thought it was going to be Lady Gaga.
Again, based on what?
Exactly.
Everybody was just like picking, it's that Easter egg mentality
yeah.
that we cannot shake because, again, people like Taylor do put Easter eggs out.
Exactly.
So it's hard to not think like that.
Yeah.
I'm never thinking about Easter eggs, really, but there are, again, millions of ravenous fans online who do that.
Yeah.
But again, I like the stuff about Taylor singing background on that song. I thought it was real.
I did too.
I just saw a tweet at first and I was like, oh, that's not real. And then somebody posted a picture of a website and it said background vocals.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, then it is real. But it's not real.
It's not real.
AI.
AI. Or somebody with really good Photoshop skills.
Ridiculous.
So yeah, no Taylor, which that didn't bother me at all. Also, until like a month or so ago, the album was going to be called Beyonce because all the artwork says Beyonce. It doesn't say Cowboy Carter anywhere in the stuff that's been released. Mm-hmm. So that's fascinating to me.
Mm.
Also, that means that she's using her mother's maiden name, which is Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
So it just makes me think of Parker because they named him Parker and my mother's maiden name is Parker. And so at church, they would call him Parker.
He's basically Beyonce. He's Beyonce. Your brother is Beyonce. Beyonce.
Obsessed. literally. I loved her family in the Renaissance movie. They were so funny.
Oh, my God. Yeah. When is that available for purchase or rent or stream?
I don't know, but I would like the Blu-ray DVD combo pack.
Yeah. Again, my hot take on this album, she will not tour it.
I don't know. I think my gut says she will. And I have my cowboy hat ready.
So like tour for like a solid 8 months again.
Why not?
Pause, release.
Also, where is the Act 3 like definite coming from?
Nowhere. Again. Pure speculation.
That it's everybody's rock. Like it's rock and roll or it's R&B.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Who says it has to be 3 acts? I guess maybe there is, now that I'm thinking about it, there was maybe some kind of conversation that she had said about this iteration of new music being in 3 acts.
Yeah.
But it could be K-pop for all we care. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't know.
I think, too, what leads to the Easter egg sort of world that she has created is she's sampling so much and using so many different collaborators for, like, a beat that it really makes people sit there and, like, Rachel and I have been Marco Poloing all weekend back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what other artist is like that? Mm-hmm. You know, it's an experience.
Exactly. It's a collective cultural experience that we all, no matter if you don't like her or you do, you want to know. You want to have an opinion on it.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And if you're going to post online, it better be a positive opinion.
Totally.
Because if you're not saying something positive, they're going to eat you alive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Beyonce fans are rabid. So are I think Taylor's stan culture, I think, is just...
Taylor's are worse.
I did see Nancy Sinatra tweeted saying, thank you for using the tune of These Boots Are Made for Walking at the beginning of Yaya. It's like, it's that music. And somebody retweeted and said, Nancy, you're still with us. That took my breath away.
I hope she is not running her own Twitter account.
I doubt it. But, I mean, oh my God. That's wrong.
So funny.
That's so wrong. What did you think of all the features?
I really love that Post Malone song. I listened to it like 10 times in a row.
But Post Malone.
Yeah, he's take it or leave it. But I liked him in that context of that song. The other ones, meh.
Yeah. I will say, back and forth with the timeline discussion, apparently the people, the brother and sister that are in Nickel Creek, which we're seeing with Casey in October, they wrote some of the music and played like some of the instruments under the Miley song, and they did it a month ago.
How weird.
And they said that Miley recorded hers recently. It wasn't forever ago, like people were saying.
Interesting.
So who knows when it was recorded?
No. I do think like there was maybe some missed opportunities for like some real upcoming country people.
Yeah.
Like Warren Treaty, again. They're amazing, amazing country people who are now blowing up. Like, that would have been an amazing opportunity to have them on there, you know?
Yes. There is this moment of, like, so she did Blackbird with that group of women that are all very, like, fresh, up-and-coming black women in country.
Yeah.
And one of them I saw open for Reba, which she was amazing. But I do think, like, Mickey Guyton, Breland, Warren Treaty, Jimmy Allen, who have all sort of, like, they're at the award shows, but they haven't quite had the, like, big moment. I'm sure, I just kept thinking, like, I told you, I bet Mickey Guyton is like, dang.
I know.
But she did send her flowers.
Beyonce did.
Mickey Guyton, Beyonce sent Mickey Guyton flowers and said, thank you for the doors that you've opened. And it was, like, this big thing of flowers.
Oh, that's nice.
Beyonce's nice.
Yeah, she's nice. Her team is nice.
Well, we'll just say Beyonce.
Yeah. There's 500 other people making those decisions before she does.
And it's like the Chicks. I wish the Chicks had been on there.
I know, of course.
Because the whole her doing a country album came from the performance she did with them. But again, those types of things, they're disappointments to me. But like, don't really take away from the album.
I know. Where was Kelly on it?
You know, honestly, if we're doing country adjacent people, Kelly would have been a great choice. And if we're doing rock adjacent people, there's no women who make pop rock better than Kelly. Just saying.
Grocery store pop rock.
You even said she sounded good.
Okay. I was listening to that video of her singing with Brittany Howard again. Unreal.
She's at her vocal peak.
Yeah, both of them really sounded good, but Kelly sounded amazing. Brittany Howard sounded amazing.
Yes.
Really, really good.
She had a good week of Kelly Okies.
I meant to send that to my mom because she loves Alabama Shakes.
Yeah.
But a lot of people were like, who is Brittany Howard? But I guess maybe if you don't know Alabama Shakes, you don't know her.
That's true. That's true. Again, the Grammys doing a disservice by not putting highly awarded people on the main show.
Totally agree.
Because we don't get to know them that way.
Right.
Anything else you want to say about Beyonce's album?
I hope she tours. We'll be there. Oh, in the nosebleeds, the farthest seat you can possibly be, but
Patrick and I were talking at dinner last night. I wish, like, there are so many opportunities I wish you would, like, it's funny too, like, on the internet, everybody's like, I hope when she performs, it's like this. And I keep thinking, performing where? Because she's not going to do it, like, on Good Morning America. You know what I mean? She doesn't promote in that way. But, like, the Grand Ole Opry.
Right.
You know?
I thought, what if she does do, like, a rodeo tour?
That would be unreal, but hot.
I know. I mean, no hotter than SoFi Stadium was.
That was hot. That was really hot. I was sweating. I really was sweating. I know. I tried not to think about it because I just want to have fun.
Remember?
Yeah.
Both times.
The Dolly, Willie, Linda Martell pieces I loved too.
Obsessed. It felt like I was listening to the radio.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
I was disappointed Dolly didn't sing, of course, because I want more Dolly always, but I don't care. It was, and the Jolene thing was perfect.
Yeah, because also it's like respecting them as these like legacy artists.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All you need is their voice.
Exactly.
You don't need them to be singing.
No, you're right.
It's like she put together almost like this like movie visual. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
Visuals in quotes.
Yeah, where are the visuals?
Where are the visuals? Exactly.
Yeah, no booklet in the record either or the CD.
Mm-mm.
She does not want us to have pictures of her. And it's just a shame.
That's bad.
Anyway, we love it. 10 out of 10. Also, what a wild month of pop music. Or like Agreed. Pop women releases. Ariana, that I listened to in full. Casey, that I listened to in full. Beyonce, I guess Casey's pop at this point. Mm. The movie we saw together, you saw Dune two more times.
I did see Dune two more times this week. I'm at 9.
I was thinking when I was driving here today, you will see it more times anyway, because when it's up for Oscars next year, they'll 100% push it back in theaters.
Yeah. I think I want to see it one more time next week.
Okay.
In 70 millimeter.
Where is it playing?
City Walk.
In IMAX still?
In IMAX still. I think it's only playing like one or two times a day now.
Only.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, Wicked Little Letters was the only movie we saw this week together.
Wicked Little Letters. My phone's opening. Starring Olivia Colman, Jesse Buckley, Anjana. Is that how you say it? Anjana Vasan, who was, I only know from Black Mirror. What else has she been in?
She looks so familiar.
Timothy Spall from Harry Potter.
Yes.
A legend. Wicked Little Letters is about this elder woman, a.k.a. Olivia Colman, not
She's
elder.
Not elder.
Spinster woman, as they kept saying in the movie.
Yeah.
Who is getting letters that are super offensive and have every curse in the world.
Yeah.
And very sexual in nature.
Yeah.
And she turns into the police. The police accuse her neighbor, and she sort of accuses her neighbor as well, who's played by Jesse Buckley, who is like this foul-mouthed, like, brat kind of woman. And the, like, police, court, chase, hijinks that follow.
That was a pretty good synopsis.
Except I called Olivia Colman old, which I didn't mean.
No. I came in 5 minutes late.
Really, you didn't miss. You missed like half of a scene. Not even like you missed nothing.
The opening credits.
Yeah, you just missed. I think them sitting at the table,
getting a letter.
Yeah, it was like not. It was like a nothing scene. Also, her mother was Bridget Jones's mother.
Oh wow,
I love her.
The movie is like so simple, cute, funny.
Very British.
Honestly, like very obviously very very British, but like laugh out loud funny in a lot of parts.
You laughed out loud more in that movie than I can't remember a time I've heard you laughing, audibly laughing in a movie that much. And I was like, oh, Adrian likes this.
Yeah, I loved it. I did give it 4 stars, though.
Yeah, it's a 4-star movie.
It's a 4-star movie, not a 5-star movie like Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris.
6-star movie.
Which is a 6-star movie. But it's like, just, it's, first of all, I love a movie, women helping women. You cannot beat that.
We love a movie where it's basically all women.
Exactly. And it's their dynamic and chemistry is so good. It felt so real.
Yes.
Also, I was just like, I want to live in that town.
Oh my God.
It was
yes.
beautiful. But also, what year was it?
I'm thinking the 30s.
1900s.
Yeah, definitely 1900s. I'm thinking 30s, maybe 40s. 30s?
Because, like, the woman police officer, as she calls herself in the movie the whole time, her home looked like it was from today.
Yeah.
But I was like, there's no TV.
She was incredible.
She was really good.
All the acting was unreal.
Yeah.
Olivia Colman, sometimes I think she has an interesting career just because she got famous at a certain, like, season of her life. Yeah. So those roles aren't always exciting or abundant. And this really was an amazing showcase for her because she's very funny, very dry sense of humor, naturally. Mm-hmm. And she gets to do a great comedic performance, but it has all those things we love about Olivia Colman, her dramatic flair that she has naturally.
And Jessie Buckley
Unreal.
Is literally one of the best actresses of our time.
And really has done a lot of different kinds of movies, but she loves a period piece.
Yeah, she does. I was getting tired of the hats. I didn't like the hats they were wearing, which makes sense in terms of the time frame that you're just saying.
Yeah.
It's like that flapper era hat. Mm-hmm. Ugh. So ugly.
Little bucket hats.
Yes, but they like go down to your eyes.
Yeah.
I couldn't have survived back then.
I don't think we would have been wearing those hats.
I don't know.
Maybe we were.
She's star of our favorite film, Wild Rose.
Obsessed. Why do I keep wanting to call her Ruth?
Her name in the Judy movie?
No, but she was so good in the Judy movie.
She got nominated for that, right? Or was it Wild Rose she got nominated for?
She got nominated for...
Judy, Patrick says.
She did? I don't want to disagree with Patrick.
But you know, she she does have an Oscar nomination.
She should have been nominated for Women Talking.
Oh, my God.
She was... I loved Women Talking.
Oh,
The Lost Daughter with together. Olivia Colman. I didn't love that movie.
Neither did I, but it's amazing.
Yes, it really was a fun, funny movie.
Do you wish you had subtitles?
No.
Some of it I did.
Also, everybody in the cast was like, "Oh, they're the people from the boy from Mamma Mia, who plays young Colin Firth, and is also in Fleabag."
Yes.
And the girl from Shrill.
Correct.
And honestly, the older, I don't mean to keep saying older, the lady that ended up helping the cop a lot, that had all the animals, she looked familiar too.
Yeah.
I wanted to say she was from Babe Pig in the City, but I think that woman might be dead.
I've never seen that.
You've never seen Babe?
I mean, I'm sure I have, but I don't remember it.
Okay. Anyway, we love it. 10 out of 10 recommend.
Yes. 4 out of 5 recommend.
Well, I 10 out of 10 recommend the movie.
Yeah.
I 4 out of 5 loved the movie.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? I recommend going to see good movies.
Yes.
Like, we didn't see Godzilla versus Kong. Do you want to see that still?
I think we have to.
The trailer they played before Ex Machina, I don't think I want to see that. It scared. I had chills. My nins were hard. I don't mean to say that, but they were poking straight out. I had chills head to toe. I did not like that.
No, it's scary.
It looks so... I do not like monkeys.
or gorillas.
They really freak me out. It scared the tar out of me.
I think you need exposure therapy.
No.
Yeah, we're going to take you...
What's the one on Maury where they bring it out?
Yeah, exposure therapy.
What is it, like cotton balls?
Cotton balls and olives.
I'm not like that. But I went to the zoo.
But like you couldn't go to... the jungle of Africa. Like, you know those tours that they always do where you can be in the facilities or the areas of silverback gorillas and they're like walking up against
you?
No,
thank you.
Like, you've never seen that video where the silverback gorilla pushes the woman?
Exactly. My case in point, I don't want to be pushed.
Yeah. By a gorilla.
Or a person. Anybody, but definitely by a gorilla. I don't like them. There's something about them that really freaks King
Kong. It's like brute force. It's like they could rip your head off.
Yeah.
You know?
And they have hands, just like we have hands.
Yeah, it's scary.
I really do not like that.
Well, you couldn't like deal with a little monkey running around in here.
I'm so glad that. I mean, yeah, of course, when they're little chimps, like on TikTok, and people have them, they're like in a diaper, which is so foul. But like when people cute, but I don't want it.
No,
but I'm glad you don't have a monkey running around here. You got JP; he's wild enough.
Exactly,
he'll climb the daggum walls.
Right.
No. Okay. I don't know where we're going. Oh, Godzilla. If I don't see it, I'm fine. Also, I passed the billboard for the beekeeper. Why didn't we see that?
Howard was just talking about that.
Did he like it?
He loves movies like that.
Oh.
The Equalizer. He's obsessed with The Equalizer.
The show with Queen Latifah?
No, the one with Denzel Washington.
All the movies.
Yeah. But he spoke highly of The Beekeeper.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why we didn't see that. We can't see everything.
We can. We actually can. We see it. We have a list, and that's what it's for, to see everything.
We didn't see this that. Past couple weeks, we had a hard time because I was booked up.
Because of Dagum Dune.
Yeah.
Also, I finished True Detective this morning.
What'd you think?
Loved.
Isn't it amazing?
Let's quickly go through these a few miniseries. Number one, True Detective.
Yeah.
Loved.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it might be the best season.
I have never seen the other ones, but like I just something about the world they created here. I was like, oh my god, this is spooky.
Jodie Foster was so good.
Yeah.
It was spooky. Mm-hmm. And I never knew what was happening. That's right. What I think I liked the most about it.
Yeah.
The one with Matthew McConaughey, though, I really did like. Mm-hmm. Who was the other guy? Woody Harrelson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one was good.
And then there was the one with Mahershala Ali and Rachel McAdams.
That one was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one we're not thinking of? The one with Vince Vaughn. Mm-hmm. That really wasn't very good. Yeah, that's the one with Rachel McAdams.
Yeah,
that one was just okay. But I love Rachel.
Yeah, and this showrunner is the one that's coming back and doing another time.
Correct.
So that's going to be exciting.
Yes. Also, I could not live there. It was in where? Alaska?
Alaska, where it's dark for like 2 weeks at a time.
I don't want to be in the dark like that. I like being cold, but like at some point, I want to take the coat off.
Right.
They were literally inside in like winter coats with fur.
Didn't you love Fiona Shaw too?
Unreal.
She's so good.
Absolutely unreal.
Highly recommend.
Highly recommend that. I watched the Apples Never Fall with Annette Bening. Again, isn't wild they both were in a movie and then they had a miniseries coming right after.
Yeah.
It's like their agent was like, we're going to make this a moment for you. I think that about Lily Gladstone too. Mm-hmm. You know, she has that miniseries about to come out. Apples Never Fall is by the woman who does Big Little Lies, mm-hmm. whose name is?
Is it Lauren Moriarty?
Yes. Is it Leanne?
Leanne Moriarty?
Not good. Big Little Lies is so good that everything she's done since has really not been.
Yeah.
Little Fires Everywhere, not very good.
No.
But great cast.
And didn't she do the one with Amy Adams too and Patricia Clarkson? No,
that's Sharp Objects.
Oh.
I think Sharp Objects, they try to just make it feel like Big Little Lies. Yeah, I did like Sharp Objects.
I didn't watch that.
She
also watched a series.
What?
Godzilla. Monarch.
Oh, yeah. On Apple great. TV.
Yeah. That, not for you.
Okay.
But I just wanted to say it's good.
That's great. That is, who was anybody famous in it that we know of?
No. Oh, yeah. Kurt Russell and Wyatt Russell.
The Russells. Very famous. Patrick's in the back like, you're not.
Very famous, yeah.
Also, the Capote, which I don't... Mm. Are you going to watch that?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
I don't have time.
Adrian, did you watch Feud, the other one? Didn't we watch that together?
I don't remember it.
With Susan Sarandon and Jessica Lange?
I didn't watch that.
Ryan Murphy does not hit out of the park for me usually anymore, but I will say the Feuds. You can tell that's where his passion is, that era of Hollywood, because just it's absolutely unreal. The cast is unreal. And that, and I'm there. It's almost over. I'm sad about that.
Wow.
That's on Hulu.
FX on Hulu.
FX on Hulu. Exactly. Yeah. And True Detective's on HBO Max or just Max.
Yeah.
Is it on HBO?
I think so.
I can't keep up anymore.
No, me either.
Okay. Now it's time for our question.
We do have a question this week via voicemail.
Via voicemail. If you haven't left us a voicemail yet and you'd like to, you can send us a text at number 2. It's 919-64.
No.
Dang it.
67.
919-675-CHAT, a.k.a. 919-675-2428.
Are you ready?
Here's our question.
Hi, Let's Chat. It's Rachel, a longtime listener, first-time caller. My question for you is around biopics. I just watched the trailer for the Amy Winehouse one and thought, wow, this girl doesn't look like her at all. But there's been some really successful biopics and then some that are not so hot. So I'm curious, do you have faves? Do you have ones that you think were just awful and should be remade? And what are your thoughts of the new Amy Winehouse one? Thanks. Love y'all. Love the podcast.
What a great question.
Great question. first Amy Winehouse, I want to say the movie, if you watch the trailer with the vision of, I don't know who Amy Winehouse is, I think the trailer is a good trailer.
The most recent trailer that we saw made it look like a good movie.
She does not, Patrick, she does not look or sound like Amy Winehouse.
I think she kind of looks like her.
In like a Halloween costume kind of way.
Yeah. I don't know. No. It's like she's emulating Amy Winehouse. You can't find somebody that's a twin of her.
No, but even the makeup, I'm not into it. But I want to be into it.
Yeah. The other most recent one we saw, obviously, was the Bob Marley movie.
Which he was fantastic. Again, the acting's fantastic.
But he doesn't look like him either.
No. But the difference of Bob Marley is he's a little bit older in time. Mm-hmm. So it kind of blurs a little bit.
I see what you're saying.
Whereas more recent ones, like I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Oof.
Even Bohemian Rhapsody, we know what Freddie Mercury looks like in our head, mm-hmm. but like if that guy, he looked that guy, Academy Award winner, he looked like in my vision of Freddie Mercury minus the teeth. God forbid those teeth. Usually they're not good.
Right. I mean, again, most recactly, Nyad, amazing.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
Judy, not a great movie, but a good movie.
And Renee did her best. I thought she was close.
Did not look like her at all.
But she looked, the essence, she got correct.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Amy Winehouse is the essence of that character, exactly. Of that person.
The trailer made me think, okay, this maybe is not going to be as bad as I think.
Mm.
But maybe. I don't know.
Maestro is another recent
Maestro,
one.
Maestro, yeah, of course.
Elvis, incredible. Which I loved.
Okay.
Patrick's just rattling them off now.
We love biopics, and they're all good.
Rocket Man.
Rocket Man was pretty good, kind of. Yeah. Here's the real separation. If the family's involved, it's usually not very good. That's because they don't want to tarnish the legacy at all, the brand. They're trying to make money. Amy Winehouse's family has proven to us that they don't care about Amy's legacy or brand. They care about a quick coin. So I'm sure that they'll go there in the movie.
Two other recent ones that I'm just going to name off the top of my head. One good and one I didn't see but that you hated.
Oh, God.
We loved I, Tonya.
I, Tonya was fantastic. Again, she was not involved.
Blonde. Marilyn Monroe.
Should not have existed. Truly one of the worst movies I've ever seen. I'm not kidding. I'm not joking. No discredit to Ana de Armas, who is stunning. She looked beautiful. Could have been a great photo shoot, period. Movie sucked. She didn't sound like Marilyn Monroe. She talked like herself.
Yeah.
And she has a thick accent. So very strange.
Okay, great. I never saw, again, I think, unfortunately, the byproduct of a great trailer.
Oh my gosh, she has a great trailer. Again, could have been a great music video.
Mm-hmm.
But the minute she spoke, it all went down. Right, and the movie also sucked.
Yeah.
But
fair enough.
She was great in James Bond.
Yes, she was.
And she was not bad in the movie. It's not like she's bad. I guess, yes, it was bad because she wasn't even pretending to sound like Marilyn Monroe. And that is part of acting, unfortunately. Hate to say it, but that is...
So sorry about that.
Yeah. It's like Michael Jackson, you know, they're making that movie. Mm-hmm. And I just keep thinking, well, his family's involved. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to say any... It's going to be like, he had a bad day, and then he sang Thriller. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like the Whitney one. They couldn't go there. They did more in Whitney than I thought they would, but it's sort of... Same with Bohemian Rhapsody. The people from Queen made the movie.
Right. And that's the downfall.
Yeah, so they don't want to say anything bad. And not that they need to say bad stuff, but people's lives are not... Like, respect. We could name every biopic ever made, and I'm just going to say. But I think my... What's your favorite was the other part of the question.
Favorite... I don't know.
I love Coal Miner's Daughter. With Sissy Spacek. The other one comes to my head is What's Love Got to Do with It? Just because I watched it a million times.
I have one.
VH1. Okay.
Into the Wild. Literally one of the best movies
ever.
Yeah,
that is a really good movie.
Yeah. So, so good.
Again, if you have a question, you can send it to us anywhere. Social media, you can call us 919-675-2428.
A Star is Born is not a biopic.
Yes, it is.
Of Allie.
She's real to me. It is. And that is a great example of one.
Fantastic.
Now it's time for our songs of the week.
Is yours Beyonce?
Yes, but I'm curious to see which one you pick.
Mine is Protector by Beyonce and Rumi Carter.
And written by?
My boy, who I was just at his concert, Ryan Beatty. And Cam, right? I think she was a co-writer on that one. Two of our favorite people. My favorite people.
Mom, can I hear the lullaby, please?
And there I was, tangled up in marigold. We were listening to the Reverend Children singing. Humming low as the garden river flows, while the August light becomes a golden evening. Yeah. And I will lead you down that road if you lose your way. Born to be a protector. Even though I know someday you're gonna shine on your own, I will be your protector. An apricot picked right off a given tree. I gave water to the soil and now it feeds me. Yeah. And there you are, shaded underneath it all. I feel proud of who I am because you need me. Road if you lose your way, born to be a protector.
Absolutely fascinating. Also, I didn't realize he has written for Miley.
Hmm.
So now I'm like, I'm wondering, like, you know, I'm always like in the business. How did these people get hooked up? How did he get hooked up with Beyonce?
Right.
How did he get hooked up with Miley? Did Miley introduce him to Beyonce? Probably not.
No,
but
I don't think so.
Wouldn't that be fascinating?
Right. Anyway, beautiful, beautiful song. And just like so quintessentially Beyonce. Yep. Her singing is unreal. The songwriting is so good.
Yep.
Love it. I think I listened to it like 3 times when I first heard it.
My song of the week, I'm going to go with Two Most Wanted.
Really?
Beyonce and Miley. The chorus, unforgettable.
Jumping the gun, but we're both still young. One day we won't be.
Didn't know what I want till I saw your face. Say goodbye to the old me.
Came out of nowhere, didn't give no warning.
Pedal so heavy like a two most wanted. And I
don't know what you're doing tonight, but I'll be your shotgun. Day I die, smoke out the window, flying down the 405. I'll be a backseat baby, driving you crazy anytime you like.
And their voices together, I can't stand her, but like Miley sounds so good with her. The harmonies are so good. I almost said Yaya, but those are probably my favorites from the album. But
Yaya, named after Yaya DaCosta from America's Next Top Model.
Legend. She was in
Tron.
The Kids Are All Right.
And The Kids Are All Right. But she was also
Mark Ruffalo's
Tron.
Girlfriend, I think.
Yeah. She was also in Tron. Legacy.
Legend.
She's the best.
What are you looking forward to this coming week? I know your answer.
We're going to Texas.
Yeah, going to Disney, Texas.
Wow. Mm-hmm. We're going to go watch the solar eclipse.
That is going to be so fun.
You know, of course, people are like speculating what the weather is going to be like, but I'm just manifesting that it's going to be okay. And regardless,
you're going.
We're going, and we're going to eat some good food.
Exactly. And you're going to see Joanna Gaines'
Waco
World.
Exactly.
Joanna Gaines. She's a theme park. What's like her area called?
Magnolia, like the silos. She like bought this old mill that they turned into like a shopping center. Mm-hmm. There's restaurants, there's bakeries, there's...
Can you go in the church?
I don't know.
I watched the special.
Yeah, maybe. I'm very excited. So we'll go... Does that mean we're not having a podcast this week?
I think next week we won't have a podcast.
Great.
But if we do, you'll hear it. If we don't, you won't.
No.
We'll check in with you the next time.
Exactly.
What about any movies coming out this week?
I don't think so.
April? Wait, you know one thing that bugged me that whole movie, and I'll end with this? Do you know who the little girl is?
Who?
She is Abigail, the demonic ballerina. What a good month to be her.
That's amazing.
She's in a cool, artsy, like...
foreign movie.
And then she's a vampire ballerina. That says, I like to play with my food. I hate that part of the trailer. Why would they include that horrible moment? I like to play with my food. Shut up. Oh my. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. What are you looking forward to?
Nothing. Y'all are leaving me. So I guess I'll just be sitting my big tail at home. No, I'm going to see 10 Things I Hate About You on Friday. Andrew Keegan's going to be there. And Larissa Olnick. Do you know who either of those people are?
Never heard
You've
of
seen 10 Things I Hate About You. Yeah. Larissa Olnick's the main girl, besides Julia Stiles. She's on Mad Men, even though I haven't gotten to that part yet.
Okay.
But she was Alex Mack on The Secret World of Alex Mack, which you were negative 10 when that was out. So I know you don't know what that is. No, but Nickelodeon kids from the early 90s,
wow.
Rise up.
You can come hang out here with the cats.
I plan on it. I feel like I'm seeing one other thing, too. Sunday. Oh,
yeah,
I'm
you
seeing,
said two of the three.
Monkey Man.
Oh, right.
Which I can't wait to see.
Let's see what you think.
John Wick with Dev Patel.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. All right, y'all. Have the best week. If you're celebrating tomorrow, have a happy Easter. Eat something good. Find all the eggs.
And just rest and relax.
Have a great day.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to Let's Chat with Curry and Adrian. If you enjoyed the show, and we know you did, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review. Keep the conversation going by following me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at Curry Terrell, and Adrian on Instagram at Adrian McMill, and Twitter at Yo Adrian McMill. Discover our weekly song picks by adding our playlist on Spotify or Apple Music, all linked in this week's episode description. Got questions or feedback? Email us at letschatwithcurry@gmail.com. See you next time. Bye, y'all.